Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Chris Jordan hit 38 in 13 balls and then took 3 wickets as England thrashed Sri Lanka by 81 runs in a rain-affected opening one-day international at the Kier Oval. Jordan's late-order hitting helped England reach 247 for 6 in 39 overs, after Ian Bell and Gary Balance had both scored half-centuries. Off-spinner James Treadwell also took 3 wickets, as Sri Lanka were bowled out for 144 after being asked to chase 226 in 32 overs, after their innings was also interrupted. That win for England puts them 1-0 up in the 5-match series and also ends a run of 10 consecutive ODI victories in completed matches for Sri Lanka. The Kolkata Knight Riders qualified for the IPL 2014 playoffs and knocked the Royal Challengers Bangalore out with a 30-run win in front of their fans at Eden Gardens. Robin Utapa made it an unprecedented 8 consecutive scores of 40 or more with an unbeaten 83, as Kolkata built on a steady start to close on 195 for 4. Yogesh Takawali, Virat Kohli and Yuvraj Singh flickered briefly for the visitors before their target proved beyond them, closing on 165 for 5. Sunil Narine returned 4 for 20 to confirm Kolkata's place in the playoffs, along with the Kings 11 Punjab and the Chennai Super Kings. With Bangalore out of the reckoning, the final place will go to either the Rajasthan Royals, the Sunrisers Hyderabad or the Mumbai Indians. And Hyderabad kept their slim hopes of qualifying alive with a 6-wicket win over Chennai and Ranchi. They scored 189 for 4 in 19.4 overs, largely thanks to David Warner hitting 90 and Shikhar Dhawan 64 to chase down Chennai's 185 for 3 and keep the Rajasthan Royals honest. Brendan McCullum, whose report of a corrupt approach to the ICC has been leaked to the media, has spoken publicly about his actions to match-fixing in general. McCullum's testimony, submitted to the ICC in confidence, formed the basis of a series of reports that claimed that his former teammate Lou Vincent fixed matches towards the end of his career. In Christchurch, where his partner is expecting their third child, McCullum reiterated his position with regard to corruption and match-fixing, and you can watch a video of his press conference on cricketworld.com. Later in the day, the ECB confirmed that it has charged former Sussex players Vincent and Navid Arif with multiple breaches of its anti-corruption code. Vincent has been charged with 14 offences relating to 2 county matches played in August 2011, a T20 game against Lancashire and a 40-over game against Kent. Navid has been charged with 6 offences relating to the 40-over game.